Let's go ahead and get started with a song. Let's all stand. Page 264.
Amen. You can be seated this morning. Thank you so much for being at the Murrayville Baptist Church. And we want to welcome everyone here this morning, every visitor that we've had. And thank you so much for stopping our way. So glad to be gathered back around with the Church of the Living God. If you're saved, you didn't come to church this morning. You are the church. And I thank God for the church and the body of the living Christ. Amen. I want to welcome all those who are tuning in by way of live stream in every faucet that we use. Thank the Lord for His goodness to us. Looking forward to service. I hope you came expecting something from the Lord. And I promise you, if you need help from Him, He is a helper to the needy. And I thank God that that is part of who He is. It's His character. It is who He is. And God will help you. And I pray that the Lord does a work in your heart. Thank the Lord again for His grace. Appreciate everything that's been going on. Appreciate your prayers. I'll make a quick reference to this for our family. I have a grandmother that had a stroke. Of course, this side of her body is paralyzed and started in her heart, went to her brain, and she's now been sent home, and the hospice is doing its thing, so we're expecting the call to come in at any time, but y'all pray for our family. So much to pray for this morning. I want to thank the Lord for the wonderful reports of the marriage conference from last night. Such a blessing. I want to thank Brother Josh and Sister Ashley for their hard work. And then for the ladies meeting yesterday morning, thank the Lord for what the Lord is doing at the church. Grateful for how God is using His body. And thank the Lord for His mercy. I want to make a special reference tonight. We're glad to have Brother Leo and Sister Sam back with us this morning. I'm telling you, I turned to my left in just complete shock. And that Sister Sam is still with Brother Leo after all these days of being alone with him. So we're grateful for them and love them so much. Brother Leo, would you mind standing and praying for the service this morning, brother? After Brother Leo prays, looking forward to hearing from the choir. And you worship the Lord. If you need to pray this morning, you come at any time during the service. There ain't no special time you got to do that. You obey God. If you need to testify, you testify. If you need to stand up and just follow the Lord, if you need to wave your hand around, shout a little bit, that'll be okay. Just obey God this morning. Feel at liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So you be obedient to Him. Enjoy God this morning. Enjoy being in church. Enjoy life in Christ. I'm glad I'm saved. Hey, I'm glad He came to where I was one day. He didn't have to. I believe a lot of us think that maybe there was something about us that he hadn't to come our way. Oh, no. He didn't have to look our way. I'm glad one day he came to where I was, showed me my need of him, drew me to himself, saved my soul, and I'm on my way to heaven, and I've got new life in me this morning. Thank God. Let's rejoice, church. Brother Leo, pray for us, brother.
Page 4.
Father, I'll be
this world you'll ever live in. The quietest world you'll ever live in. And I'll tell you something. People get excited about what they've got hope in. People get excited about that. But I want to tell you something today. There's no hope in Joe Biden. There's no hope in Mitt Romney. There's no hope. I hate to disappoint you, but there's no hope in Donald Trump. But if you'll turn your eyes this morning to the right hand of the throne and see Jesus Christ, that is where your hope is at. And I'll tell you what, over yonder on the other side, at the right hand of the throne, they're not sitting around singing kumbaya and humming sweet notes. No, I'll tell you what they're saying. And they sing a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth." They're saying this morning. "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing, and every creature which is in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them,' heard I saying, 'Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be to Him that sitteth on the throne, and to the Lamb forever.'" I don't have hope in the stock market. I don't have hope in the politics. I don't have hope in the hospital. But brother, I've got hope in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it's a lively hope. It's not a dead hope. It's not a sad hope. It's not a mopey hope. It's not a depressed hope. It's not a downtrodden hope. It's not an anxiety-filled hope. No, it's a lively hope. And I'm glad I'm saved. Can I hear the church this morning? Hallelujah. He's made it alive to me. I'm glad I'm saved. Well, I might not preach much here in just a minute, but I'm preaching now. Thank God I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad He came to me. I'm glad He's with me this morning. I'm glad He's never left me nor forsaken me. I've had friends that have said goodbye. I've had family members that have departed through death. But He's never left me. And He'll never leave me nor forsake me. So that I may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." I'm glad I'm saved. 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 Saved by the blood of the Lamb. Saved by His love divine. Saved by His glory. Bless the name of the Lamb that sits at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm glad Jesus bled. I'm glad He died. I'm glad He paid the debt I owed and that I could not pay, and that He loves me this morning. I'm about to have an old-fashioned Clay County, North Carolina Baptist fit this morning. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Well, you say, "It's my first time at Murrayville." Well, just buckle up just for a little while. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Brother Josh, sing that last verse you just sang. What a blessing this morning. My hope is in Jesus. Is your hope in Him this morning? Is your hope in Christ? Have you fixed your hope on the One for the hopeless? Have you seen this Christ? Or is your life just day-to-day drudgery and just the same old monotonous thing? Bless God,
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That word new is a present tense word. It means that moment by moment by moment, everything is new, thank God. Hallelujah. And his mercies are new every morning. Y'all hold on, I'm having a good time this morning. I thank God for what he's done in my life. How good he's been to me. Some of you have tried to put hope in your career and you hadn't found it. Some of you have tried to put hope in therapy and you just ain't found it. Some of you have tried to put hope in Dr. Phil and you just ain't found it. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Dr. Phil ain't got the hope. But on an old rugged tree, 2,000 years ago, the precious Lamb of God died for you and for me. Yes. And he rose again on the third day. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest. Is there anything as good when you're tired as good old-fashioned rest? Thank God. Poor Brother Terry drove 14 hours the other day. 14, was it longer? 19 hours. There's my deacon correcting me. Drove 19 hours the other day. Give out, wore out. You want to know what felt good when he got home and got to lay that head down on that pillow? Oh, yes. Tired, being tired, and some of you are tired, but thank God if your hope is in Jesus, you found rest for your soul. Thank God. Hallelujah. And everybody that's saved this morning knows what I'm talking about. Everybody that's born again knows what I'm talking about this morning. But if you're lost and you've never been saved, you may not know. I promise you, you don't. But if you'll come to Jesus, he'll give you rest. He'll give you hope. He'll give you faith. He'll give you peace. He'll clean you up. He'll wash your sins away. Every bad and evil, wicked deed and everything you've ever done that separates you from God, beloved, he'll wash it away. He'll wash it away. Yes. You don't have to dwell on your past. How could God save someone like me? Because he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. Well, let's just go ahead and give an invitation. Bless the Lord. Let's go ahead and give an invitation. Oh, if you're lost this morning, come to Jesus. Child of God, if you feel hopeless this morning, come on to Jesus. Fall at his feet. Fall in his arms. Let him hold you for a little while. Bless the Lord. Well, sing till you're done, Brother Terry. Sing it. Sing on, Brother Josh. If you need to pray, you come on while they sing. Come on.
And shame.
one more time.
Give you an opportunity to worship the Lord through giving you be obedient to the Lord and follow His will this morning. I want to thank the Lord. You can be seated. We'll take up offering now and follow the Lord in the service. Father, thank you so much for your grace, for your help. Thank you for your spirit in this place. Thank you for the reality, Lord, Father, that this is a lively hope, that the Holy Ghost of God lives and abides in our hearts. Thank you for corporate worship where your body comes together, Lord, Father, and we worship you as individuals, yet corporately together, and lift our hands and praise and sing praise to the Lamb of God. Thank you that Jesus is alive. Father, thank you that He sits at your right hand at the throne of God and making intercession for us. Thank you that this morning Jesus is praying for us. Lord, and He's pulling for us and He's giving power to us. Thank you for the indwelling Christ. Thank you for the reality of the hope of the glory of God, Lord, and Him that cannot lie. Jesus Christ the righteous, the same today, yesterday, and forever. Bless this service. Help us, Lord, as we look to you. I love you, Lord. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the goodness and the power and the mercy and the grace of God. Lord, Father, you said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies and loved not their life unto the death. Father, thank you, Lord, Father, for the overcoming power of the testimonies of the children of God. We look to you this morning. We thank you for grace. Thank you for your mercy and peace and grace in Jesus Christ. Be with this offering. Bless it. Provide for the church, Lord, the ministry of the work as you see fit. Lord, help us this morning to love you. We'll give you praise and honor and glory for what you do. And the church said, go ahead, fellas. Brother Nathan, when you get done up there, come down here just for a moment, please, if you don't mind.
Everybody, how are y'all? Hey, want me to stand up here and give my testimony this morning, a little bit of it. The Lord saved me on March 14, 2013. And like Paul said in the Bible that he was the chief of sinners, that was me. I tried everything the world had to offer. And it came back in full circle to a no end of nothing but destruction.
Yes.
Pain, depression, despair.
Yeah.
I was hungry for something.
Yes, sir.
But it took me
That's right.
in 2009 God put me in a place that could make me be still. I was in the state of prisons in Jackson, Georgia in 2009. And God said, be still. And I thought I got saved at the age of 14 years old. I went down to said a prayer, but there was no fruit of salvation in my life. So I went to church every day. You can go to church in prison. And there's some of them in there, just some quacks in there. But it got me out to where I could be around like-minded people, I thought. But I prayed to God, thinking I was saved. God, lead me into a Bible-teaching church when I get out. And then sped up 2 years later, I got out, and I was riding around. We went to a couple churches, me and my kids, and we rode by this church. My daughter, a little bitty four-year-old girl, said, what about that church? We turned around, come back here. And God started doing a work in my life that only God could do. Because, you know, the wages of sin is death. That's where I was heading. I was heading to a devil's hell, to death, with no end, pain, suffering, agony. But God gave me his son Jesus, died on the cross for me. Whosoever, I was part of that whosoever.
Yes.
God saved me and pulled me out of that deep, dark place I was in my life. He saved my soul. He gave me a beautiful wife. He restored so much stuff in my life that I thought was material things. Material things mean nothing. As he tells us to build our treasures up here on earth. Not, we can't take nothing here on earth with us. We are so occupied, and I'm guilty of it myself, trying to build treasures up here on earth. But guess what that's going to happen? When we die, guess what it's going to do with that? Our kids are going to fight over it. It's going to cause family division. That's why he encourages, I believe, to build our treasures up in heaven. And things that you can take with you, crowns you can get in heaven. But I just want to encourage anybody in here that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior and thinks that God can't save you because of your background. I'm standing here this morning saying, hey, if he can save me, the chief of sinners, I've tried everything the world has to offer. He saved me. He's a whosoever God. He's not. He didn't come to save the ones that already think that they got it all together. Because God is good at taking things that are broken. I was broken. I literally was at the deepest, lowest part of my life, thinking there was no hope. And God took something that was shattered into pieces and started molding me back together. And now he's put me in Christ, and now he's taking that chisel every day and breaking off the pieces of me that I don't need. Of me. Because ultimately what he wants, what is Christian being? Christian is being Christ-like. And I promise you, I fail him every day. I really do. I fail him every day. But his grace is sufficient. I wake up every morning. God, thank you for allowing me to wake up another day. But if you're going through something in your life right now and think there's no hope, I'm going here to tell you this morning, there is hope. God is faithful. If he can save somebody as wicked as me, he can save anybody, I promise you. I'm going to stand here this morning to say God is good. He's good. No matter what I go through, the worst days I have on earth every day, the worst days I have, I can stand and say God is good. I've not went without a meal, you can tell. I have shoes on my feet and clothes on my back. When we sang that song right there, I actually try to think about it. Think hard on about how blessed we are here in America. We're blessed people. We really are. There may be days coming to where we may not be so fortunate. We throw away more food here in America than most other countries consume. Throw away. We're blessed people in America. I'm thankful to live in America. I'm thankful that God lives within me, though, most importantly. But that's my testimony. It's a little bit, I mean, there's a whole lot more to it. But it's under the blood. And God can save me. He can save anybody in this room. I promise you. So if you're doubting that you're saved, if you're doubting you're saved, you most likely are not. And I promise you that one thing right here. This place right here is a good place to be. Come down here and give it all to Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow. We can leave this parking lot here today and a car sideswap us and kill us. And if you're not saved, it'll be like the day that God told me, God saved me. The morning He saved me, He said, if you die today, you'll go to hell. I went down by the river planning on reading my Bible, but God had other plans. I called on the name of Jesus and He saved me. So today's a good day for that. If you don't know Jesus, just call on His name. It's that simple. Don't let pride step in the way. Pride is worrying about what others think. But I promise you one thing. If you worry about what other people in here think about, you come up here and ask Jesus to save you. We here will rejoice. I promise you. Us Christians that are saved will rejoice with you. I've never heard anybody say, hey, I regretted getting saved. Never heard it. I regret getting saved. I've heard a lot of people say what I got, the testimony I got. I regret I done this. I regret I done that. But on March 14, 2013, around 1:15 in the afternoon, I never regretted getting on my knees down by the river and asking Jesus to save this wicked sinner. Never once have I regretted it. So God is good. That's all I got, but I just encourage you, if you don't know Jesus, today's the day to know Jesus.
And the church said, now, it's Brother Nathan's testimony. Listen, none of this orchestrated. Brother Nathan, did I ask you to testify before service? None of this has been set up. I've got a 6-page sermon note outline right here in my Bible. And it'll sit there unless something don't change here in a minute. But it's Brother Nathan's testimony. Now, I was a 10-year-old preacher's boy. There had never been not one drop of alcohol in our house, Brother Nathan. We'd never seen, I didn't know what marijuana looked like till I was, I don't know how old. Drugs. I mean, I was shocked at 18. The Lord saved me at 10, called me to preach at 15. I was shocked at 18 when I went to preach a youth meeting and they showed what crystal meth looked like. My mind was just blown. But I was the most wicked, ungodly, vile, desperate, broken, filthy, devoured, absolutely messed up 10-year-old that night when God showed me that I needed to be saved. Say, Brother Jay, how much sinning had you done? Didn't make a difference how much sinning I had done. I was a sinner. See, not what you've done will send you to hell. Who you and what you are is what will send you to hell. What had you done, Brother Jay? Well, I really liked those quarters in Mom and Daddy's vacation bucket. And I knew if I got some of those quarters, I could take it up to Bob's bait shop. And he would sell me a raisin cream pie, Little Debbie, and a Sunkissed. And I could sit up there and talk about fishing stories. And I could talk with them. I'd steal those quarters out of Mom and Daddy's vacation bucket. Never say a word to them. Matter of fact, I got so smart one time, Brother Dale, I would take pennies and dimes out of my piggy bank and replace it so that the weight wouldn't change. Wicked. Devile. And I tell you, the worst whooping I ever got in my life was when Daddy found out back at our church. We would take up change throughout the church. All the young'uns would come up. We'd take up change. We'd go gather and we'd dump it in this big bucket. Then we'd give all that to missions. And I tell you, when I got in trouble one time, and I still can't walk right because of it. But Dad found out that I'd robbed a few quarters out of that church bucket. But I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. As many lies as I told, I was the most wicked little 10-year-old I'd ever seen. You say, Brother Jay, you didn't do this. No, I didn't do that. You didn't do this. No, I didn't do that. You didn't do this. No, I didn't do that. You didn't do this. No, I didn't do that. But I was a sinner. I was lost. I had never been made aware of my condition. I had never seen the judgment that loomed over my soul. But one night, Daddy was preaching. As a 10-year-old little boy, I was in trouble. Now, I'd been in trouble with Daddy. I'd been in trouble with Mama. Matter of fact, one of the last whoopings that Mama ever gave me, I laughed because I didn't feel it anymore. Like it didn't hurt. Now, when Daddy got home, that changed. I felt that one, Brother Terry. But I'd been in trouble with Daddy. I'd been in trouble with Mama. I'd been in trouble with Papa. I'd been in trouble with Grandmama. I'd been in trouble with Gran, and I'd been in trouble with Granny. But on that day, I wasn't in trouble with any of them. On that day, I was in trouble with God. And God showed me that I had a problem. And God showed me exactly who I was. And when God saves a sinner, that's exactly what He does. He shows them their need of a Savior. Before, you didn't need a Savior. Now, you need a Savior. Because God has showed it to you. He's pulled the scales off your eyes and made you aware that you're lost and that you need a Savior and that you cannot save yourself. But the Spirit of God then will point you to an old rugged tree 2,000 years ago where the price was paid for every sin you ever sinned and every problem you've ever had and every fault you've ever had and who you are. He took upon Himself the sin of the world, became sin for us. He who knew no sin paid the price so that you and I could go free. God the Son became like me and you so that me and you could become like Him. Hallelujah. And all He says to do is come, believe on Christ. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall hear my words and believe on Him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I say believe on Jesus and you'll be saved. I say look to Jesus and you'll be saved. I say repent, believe the gospel and you'll be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you singing, Brother John? All right, the Lord's changed that on Brother John. The Lord's just... Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Brother John, you come get ready to sing that song this morning. I want to give everybody an opportunity. Listen. We're just going to follow the Lord. Let's all stand around the building, please. Every head bowed and every eye closed. We're not trying to force nothing or make nothing or try to impress on you anything, but this is a serious moment right here, and we want to seek the Lord. We want to seek the Lord. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I wonder if you'd be honest just for a few moments. You say, Brother Jay, I've been saved. I know the Lord. I've been born again. I've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I believed on Christ. Christ lives inside of my heart. If that's true of you this morning, would you just slip your hand up? I see those hands. What a blessing. Thank you so much. You can put them down. We're not going to try to pump and prime and try to twist your arm. That's not what we do at Merville. That's not how we've seen God move. That's not what we believe to be true in Scripture. But we do believe that an invitation stands from God to humanity, saying, come unto me. And if you sense and fail to know that the Lord is dealing with you, I would that you would respond to Him. That you wouldn't push Him away. I just can't help but that the Lord's dealing with folks this morning, saved and lost, both alike, needing to pray this morning, needing to seek the Lord. Now I'm going to ask you, and if you'd be honest, I want to pray for you. Now, I'm not going to come back to where you are. I'm not going to push on you. I'm not going to try to get anything out of you. I'm not going to try to do anything like that. But I want to pray for you in these next few moments and in these days to come. And you say, Brother Jay, I've never been saved. I am lost. I've never been born again. I don't know what you're talking about when you're talking about the hope in Jesus. I've heard others sing about it. I've heard other people preach about it. I've heard others testify about it. I've heard it on the radio, but I've never met Jesus Christ. I've never been saved. If that's your reality this morning, would you just slip up your hand and say, Brother Jay, I've never been saved. Quickly right now, I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Quickly now. Say, Brother Jay, I've never been saved. I see that hand. You say, Brother Jay, I've never been saved, but I've been made aware of my sin this morning. I've known the touch of God on my heart and my conscience and my soul. I wonder if you'd be willing this morning to respond to Him. Listen, this altar won't save you, but Jesus will save you. This is just wooden carpet down here. But bless the Lord. If you'll come to Him, respond to Him in the affirmative, I believe He'll save you this morning. I would ask all the people of God to pray. The Lord's helped us this morning. He's helped us in this service. He's working. He's moving. God's touched your heart. I wonder if you'd be willing to come and pray. Brother John's about to sing right now. If you'll give the Lord an opportunity, you come. Father, we want to thank you for this privilege. We ask that we'd be, Lord, open and honest and sincere with you. That we'd follow your leading. Save sinners this morning because that's what you do and that's who you are. Have your will and have your way. Have your pleasure in us this morning. Do what only you can do. Thank you for hope in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we do humbly pray. Brother John's fixing to sing. You come on. You be open and honest with God. If you need saving, come on. If you need to pray, come on. Sing, Brother John.
A search through heaven.
Oh.
And he couldn't find. Sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, and had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man that we call Jesus, then forever my soul it would be lost. And I'm so glad he was willing to drink that bitter cup. Although he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. And I'm so glad he never called on heaven's angels. And had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man that we call Jesus, then forever my soul.
As Brother John just played softly this morning, say, Brother Jay, how did you get saved? Well, my testimony is that I stumbled into a white church house about the size of just this section right here, small white church house. One wall was about over here, the other wall was about where that wall's at. And the Lord had been doing something at that little white church house. We was packing, I'm telling you, there was 280 people getting packing in. Folks back in the back looking in, out in the patio. Folks looking in through the windows. There have been folks coming from all over the county. Drunks, meth addicts, drug heads, prescription addicts, on and on and on. Folks just coming. God taking marriages and putting them back together. God taking lives and putting them back together. And here I was, Brother Nathan, just a little 10-year-old boy. Sitting on the front row, seeing something I'd never seen, seeing God move in a way that I'd never seen Him move. Touching people's lives. I mean, something real. Not this manufactured stuff, smoking lights, smoking mirrors, push, 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 build, build, build. I'm talking about God, Jesus Christ, doing something in His church. I believe we know a little bit about that here recently, don't we, Mervyn? I want to thank the Lord for that. So my story is that Daddy was preaching on the cross, on the gospel, on repentance and faith. And I got in trouble, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to pray. I didn't know the ABCs of salvation. I had not been showed the Romans road. I wasn't trying to get to Rome. I was trying to get to heaven. Y'all hearing me this morning? I wasn't heading, trying to get to Rome. I was trying to run away from hell and get to heaven. So I sat on that front row. Raymond Williams was on my left. Ronnie Jones was on my right. And Daddy was preaching about knowing God, about being saved, about putting your faith and trust in Christ, repenting and believing the gospel. And Raymond got happy. He was right next to me. Sister Sue, he weighed about 300. If he didn't weigh 350 pounds, he didn't weigh 5 pounds. Brother Raymond was a big one. But when he'd get happy, that belly would just hop up and down. And Brother Ron Jones was on my right, and he was weeping about the goodness of Jesus Christ. And I was empty. I had nothing. And just as much sin as Brother Nathan has testified that he was in, that's the darkness that was in my heart that night as a 10-year-old boy. And Daddy was preaching, Brother Terry. Daddy was preaching. And God made it so apparent to me that I was lost. He made it so real to me that I was lost, Brother Mike. I couldn't wait till the invitation. I couldn't wait till they sang a song. I couldn't wait to hear "Just As I Am." And I turned around to Mama. She was sitting right there right behind me on the left pew, just right behind me. I was on the front pew. She was right behind me. And I turned around and tears were streaming down my eyes. And I said, "Mama, I got to be saved." Amen. So I hit the altar while Daddy was preaching. Well, he quit preaching. And he prayed with me. And that whole church gathered around me. You say, "Now that's what happened, Brother Jay. But how did Jesus save you?" He made me aware of my condition. He showed me that I was lost through the preaching of the Word of God. I saw that I needed a Savior, and I fled the wrath that was to come. And God worked grace and faith. He gave faith to me to believe the gospel. Like, well, what did you pray? I can't even tell you that I remember what I prayed, Brother Terry. But in faith that he had given me, I looked to the only one that could save me. And it reminds me a little bit about Abraham. He believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. You come on and you believe on Jesus Christ, he will absolutely Amen. Acquisition faith and grace to your account. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is not about what you did or didn't do. Salvation is all about what Jesus Christ has done. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, you see. But to as many as would receive him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God. The sons of God, the children of God, to as many as would receive him. I wonder, would you receive Jesus Christ this morning? I asked this last invitation we gave kind of like this. How many of y'all are grateful for one more verse of invitation Amen. That was sung the night or the day that you got saved? Would you raise your hand? Just glad they sang one more verse, one more song. We're going to sing one more, Brother John. Sing that last verse again.
And I'm so glad
you come
he
on.
Was willing to drink that bitter cup.
He's dealing with your heart.
Although he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. And I'm so glad he never called on heaven's angels.
If you know it, sing it this morning. If you know it, sing it.